Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with my colleagues, Michael Yon, at Michael_Yon is where to watch Michael's Twitter feed for his reporting. He is in Tegucigalpa, the capital of Honduras. Anthony Rubin joins us, muckraker.com. We're speaking of events of these last weeks in which Anthony has discovered what appears to be a transient hotel in Pasto, Colombia, near an airport, filled with Chinese nationals headed to what appears to be the U.S. border. Michael, you have now seen the transformation of the numbers of Chinese nationals from 22, maybe a dozen. Now we're talking about many Chinese nationals, not just going through the gap, which is the old-fashioned way, but also flying to Mexico and then crossing the U.S. border or ambition to cross the U.S. border. What do you make of this, Michael?
That's a clear invasion. I mean, they say that's what they're doing. They don't hide it. It's not conspiracy theory. If I just repeat what the Chinese Communist Party says that they're doing and take them at their word. So, they say that's what they're doing, and they're doing it. A good book to read on this, by the way, I was just rereading parts of it on the flight. Actually, I just left Tegucigalpa, Honduras, and I'm in Roatan, Honduras right now, which is an island off of Honduras. And interesting issues here, but the Chinese Communist Party is very clear that they're making hybrid warfare, unrestricted warfare against the United States, and part of that's weaponized migration, right? Interestingly, they've knocked out, the Chinese Communist Party has been isolating Taiwan for years. We know that, for instance, here in Honduras, Honduras has broken diplomatic ties with the Chinese Communist Party, and now the IOM, which is the pump arm for illegal, let's say, weaponized migration into the United States, the war invasion. IOM is that pump arm. IOM right now in Tegucigalpa, we were at their office last week. They share a building with the Canadian consulate in Tegucigalpa. So literally the invasion headquarters, you might say, IOM shares, I want to say it again, shares a building with the Chinese, with the Canadian consulate in Tegucigalpa. But now that the Honduran government has knocked out diplomatic relations with Taiwan, and that embassy, the Taiwanese embassy, is empty. 2 days ago, we were at that embassy, former Taiwanese embassy in Tegucigalpa, and it's being occupied now by IOM. In other words, IOM is leaving from the Canadian office, or at least they're going to be occupying at least one of those. They're taking over the former Taiwanese embassy in Tegucigalpa.
What is IOM? You can't make up this stuff. Michael, describe what IOM is.
IOM is the International Organization for Migration. If you're in Netherlands listening to this, I know you have a lot of listeners in Netherlands because every time I'm over there, people mention it to me. They actually have a ticket desk in the airport there at Schiphol Airport. So if you go into Terminal 3 and you walk through those, you know, those revolving doors, just to your left is the IOM ticket desk. You'll see a lot of people from all over the world lined up to get their tickets to places like the United States. They're in Turkey. They're all over the place. I was just over in Belize looking at it there. IOM has a big office space in Belize. Now, there's not a lot of aliens going through Belize at this time. But what we do see is the NGO infrastructure being put into place, for instance, right across the street from the U.S. Embassy in the capital of Belize, Belmopan, is UNHCR, which works hand in glove with USAID. and IOM. They all work together on the invasion of the United States in Europe. Also, you'll see the UNHCR, by the way, often has their country headquarters right across the street or within a block or two of wherever the U.S. embassy is in various countries. Like, if you go to Guatemala now, you see a giant U.S. embassy being built, absolutely massive. And the same thing here in Honduras, another massive U.S. embassy is being built, brand new. Like, why are they? I was talking with the Honduran, special guy the other day, and he said we're wondering too, why is the United States building this huge embassy, and it goes underground at least three floors in addition to the high and very large building above ground. Likewise, same in Guatemala. Why? I'll give you my theory based on insider. They're building basically the future government complex for these countries. For instance, that huge American embassy in Guatemala that'll be the future government seat of Guatemala. I mean, the World Economic Forum and the Chinese Communist Party are hard at work capturing governments, and including our own.
Michael, also the increase of Chinese nationals by this alternative route that Anthony tells us about. Do you remember hearing about this in 22 or 21? Because I don't recall it at all.
I'm sorry, John, you punched that a little bit there.
Yeah. Do you recall hearing this alternative route through Pasto, Colombia, flying to Medellin or flying into Mexico? Do you remember hearing anything like that in 2021 or 2022? Because I do not.
In 2022, yes. 2021, no. In 2020, I mean, like, for instance, if you go even to Yuma now or, Arizona, and wait by the border, which actually Anthony and I have done together, or different parts of the U.S. border, and you talk to Chinese coming across, some will tell you that they flew to Mexico City or Cancun. They actually take vacations in Cancun before they come, some of them. So they just bypass South America. They bypass the ones who can get a visa to Mexico. They'll go over there and, take a vacation on the beach, meet up with their snakeheads, which is what we call coyotes. They call them snakeheads. And then they'll move north to the United States.
Okay. Anthony, how would you characterize the young men in the hotel? Were they nervous? Were they anxious? Were they confident? Were they gathered together? Were they talking sports? Did they show money to each other? How did they conduct themselves?
That's a great question. I would say confident might be the right word. Perhaps slightly cold and distant and observant. When you're around, and my brother and I were around, and certainly, especially at times when they saw a camera that we were filming, from a distance, you could see these groups and they could become incredibly guarded. I don't think that they're certainly weary of a camera being around. Let's just put it that way.
Did they all carry iPhones? Could you tell? Could you see if they had Huawei equipment or Apple equipment?
That's a great question. I couldn't tell you. I'll tell you what, as far as Apple iPhones go, I've seen some of them with like knockoff iPhones, yeah. Like the cheap Chinese versions. But as far as in particular anything like a strong indicator as what type of hardware they might be using for their phones, I'm not too sure.
And so when they saw you, you would just be charming. And that's why you got the interview. There was nobody looking hostile towards you or belligerent in the hotel. Now, let's go to your travels with your brother through the Darien Gap. Were there Chinese nationals in that group you crossed with?
Absolutely. It was majority Chinese. It was majority Chinese. And the route that we took, kind of going back to what Michael Yan said at the beginning of this, it was a... I wouldn't want to say a special route, but it is a more expensive route, a lesser used route, a route that's used by SIA, special interest aliens. It wasn't just aliens from China are special interest aliens, but those aren't the only ones. We had Syria was in there. Afghanistan was in there. And then the other large group was predominantly Venezuelans. And so the route that we took was this route the same route that we talked about last time. We've already kind of been over this, but it's known as the Querétaro route, where you get smuggled in by boat into Panama and then you trek east to west. Right. And the reason why it's more expensive, one of the reasons at least, is because you have to actually pay a boatman to smuggle you into Panama. And, you know, that person's obviously taking incredible risks. We had heard stories of, you know, the Panamanian authorities actually seizing these boats and stopping people and arresting the smugglers. And so, you know, some of these people, you know, when we were in Nacogdoches, were telling us they were actually having trouble finding a smuggler to get them into Querétaro. And so, you know, that's one of the reasons why it's more expensive. Another reason why is you actually get a dedicated guide to take you all the way through from Querétaro all the way across the jungle to the final refugee center. Right. So for all these reasons, you know, and as opposed to Colombia, where you're just on your own, basically, you have a guide for a little bit. But as soon as you leave Colombian territory and you're in Panama, when you take the Colombian route, when you're trekking more south to north, you don't really have a guide. You have a guide for maybe the first day, day and a half, and then you're just on your own. It's incredibly dangerous. And so for multiple reasons, this route is more expensive. And so you only have these more wealthy special interest aliens taking this particular trek.
Wonderful. Michael, the last comment for you. It appears that the Chinese nationals are part of an organizational approach to the Darien Gap. Nothing hit or miss or dangerous, which was what you were tracking in 21, where we were estimating 10% casualties on the route. It doesn't feel like that anymore. It feels much more organized for the Chinese nationals. Is that your impression?
Oh, definitely. And very few Chinese actually get hurt going through. They take that easier route that they, you know, they take the boat ride that Anthony described.
Right.
And it's still dangerous. It's still difficult. But the thing is the Kuna Indians, you know, the Chinese have made a good arrangements with the Kuna Indians and the Embera Indians on that second route to the Darien. And so they don't rape and kill Chinese because they pay extra and they're good customers. And so, yeah, they've become so organized in every step of the way. And Anthony has done incredible work on actually tracking it down more. For instance, with the document that he had translated to English and then tracking down some of those locations.
Muckraker.com is where to find Anthony's reporting. Michael at underline Jan is where to find Michael's reporting. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.